faster than a new parachute.
Just like that, it's goodbye summer and hello back to school season. Luckily, Famous Footwear has the perfect shoes to have your kids feeling their best on day one. Elevate your son's game in a crisp pair of Nike courts. Or have your daughter steal the spotlight in all pink Doc Martens boots or Converse platform sneakers. All the famous brands to fit whatever your kids are famous for. Shop online and at a local Famous Footwear near you.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday Coffee Talk at 8 a.m. on Friday, September 2nd. Come to our location next to Hickory Park for coffee, pastries, and a great visit with community leaders, friends, and neighbors. Our first special guest is Mountain Home Bomber head football coach Steve Erie, who will talk about the big game against Harrison and the season ahead. See you Friday morning, September 2nd for Farmers and Merchants Bank First Friday Coffee Talk. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Knox Orthopedics continues to follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
You may see it as you've got a pretty good deal when you are shopping at the Salvation Army, but the Salvation Army family sees it as a warm meal for a hungry child, a bill paid for a struggling single mother, and many other types of needed assistance that so many people struggle to get in today's society. My name is Major Michelle Robbins, and I encourage you to shop at the Salvation Army Family Store. Make a difference that truly counts.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad, inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. Brad'sTV.com, next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
Mountain Home Education Foundation Executive Director Jennifer Crawford speaks about the foundation's purpose and how they meet the needs of students.
We're a 501c3 organization. Our mission is to support Mountain Home Public Schools students and their learning, and we do that through student scholarships and also through teaching grant opportunities. So we have two main scholarship opportunities for students, the Mountain Home Promise and traditional scholarships. Those are often our endowed scholarships or memorial scholarships.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our bombers.
Located in a beautiful, quiet part of Arkansas, Southern Arkansas University offers personalized tour visits, faculty and staff who invest in student success and a caring campus community. SAU allows you to choose from over 100 degrees in four distinct colleges and the School of Graduate Studies. SAU not only offers a broad range of academic programs, including unique offerings to the state and region, but the first university south of Little Rock to offer a doctoral degree through the College of Education. Start calling SAU your home today by applying at saumag.edu. Go Mule Riders!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bombers will receive to start the second half of play.
We are ready to move to the second half of action. Nettleton will kick off to start the second half. Clock has been run down to zero for a while, and the Raiders still are out on the field.
They've not been in a real big hurry all night long, have they? They just kind of take their time. When they show up, they show up.
I'm surprised they haven't, one, gone over and say, hey, guys, here we go, and yeah. Two, thrown a flag for a delayed game.
Yeah.
Now they come out there. We're ready to go. Antonio Almeres handles the kickoffs. For the Raiders. Fox and Drury back down for Mountain Home. Drury's going to take this kickoff from the 10. Come into the near sideline, or is that Fox with it? I believe it is. Fox is going to make his way out across the 35, out to the 38-yard line.
He is lightning in a bottle. He is so fast. Great return there all the way back to the 40. Get the offense going.
So the offense will have the ball first, and let's see if they can get some momentum built back up here. Had that last drive end with that interception down at the 6-yard line.
See what kind of adjustments they made at the half.
Three-man front for the Raiders. Barnett on that read option is going to throw the screen to the left side. It's going to be complete out to about the 45-yard line. And we'll see who made that catch. Those numbers are, these gray jerseys are difficult to pick up. I believe that was Milburn. Yes. So a 7-yard pickup. Second and 3 here for Mountain Home. And the handoff, Chenoweth. Boy, nowhere to go. Good job up front as Blake Brown comes through and makes the hit for a loss of 1 back to the 44. And an injured Raider, and that's Brown who just made the tackle. He is still down.
It was weird how he kind of fell over like that.
He's got his official timeout. He's got a cramp maybe in that left leg. Yep, that's what it is. We're going to try to stretch him out real quick. Our broadcast brought to you tonight by Knox Orthopedics, providing carefully planned continuity of care. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics. Also by White River Materials for your concrete and limestone needs. Give White River Materials a call today. Well, they help Brown to the sideline. Bombers looking at 3rd and 4 now, a long 4 from their own 44-yard line. 11:09 left here in this third quarter. Trips to the right side, and the handoff is Chenoweth going right. A little juke move. First man misses. He's going to fight his way to the 46-yard line. It's 4th and 2 here for Mountain Home. And let's see what the Bombers want to do. 10:49 left in the third. Down a couple of touchdowns. That's your own 46. You've got 4th, and it's actually about 2.5 here.
Acklin and Airy are discussing it. They're going to go for it.
So the offense stays out there. 4th and 2.5. And it's Chenoweth. And he does not make it.
If they gave him forward progress, look where he's going to spot.
Yep, he's going to be about a half yard shy.
That's close.
Officials are going to look at it. Where his?
Are we going to get 2 measurements in 1 game, Brad?
We may. We would the entire year and
that,
did not have 1 last
year. That
would
year. Double. Oh, no.
No, if he comes up short, they don't even measure. So.
I like the call there, though.
I agree with you.
Great play. He just came up just a fraction short. And, you know, defense is playing pretty decent, so give him a shot.
So they want
to measure. Oh.
Yeah, Steve's asking for a measurement,
yeah.
Which you can. And he just got flagged. Oh. He's on the field. He's a hash mark. He's a quarter of the way onto the field. He is really upset that they didn't measure that. And he's out jawing with the official, and he gets flagged.
Well, I think he's also upset because, I mean, Chinna was stretched. That was not the greatest spot.
I would agree with you.
And looking at it, it looks so close.
Steve, very upset on both occasions. So, well, they're not going to give him the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. They're going to call that a sideline warning.
Well, when you go past that second row of hashes, they got to do something.
I love the way he fights for his team.
He's like a pit bull down there.
He is. All right, first down for the Raiders, and the handoff is – straight ahead with Pope, and he's going to pick up about 3 to the 45-yard line.
I know coaches are always defending their players there, but that stuff used to fire me up when I was a player. I mean, that can swing your momentum. Coach gets fired up, so let's see if it rubs on this defense a little bit.
Second and a short 8. Smith in a quarterback. He's going to keep it, hit from behind as Dover makes the play. Smith is going to wind up at about the 43, a gain of 2. 3rd and about 5 here for the Raiders. Let's see if the defense can hold here and get the football back. It's a short 5.
Just amazes me that Dover can come backside like that and make plays. It's unbelievable. He's just such an athlete.
Empty backfield for Maddox Hampton, the sophomore quarterback. Third and about five. Quarterback draw. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. Dover grabs him, stacks him up. No gain on the play, and the Bombers hold on third down.
Hey.
Big play by that Bomber defense.
How about them Bombers?
So now it's fourth and five and a half or six, somewhere in that neighborhood. About five.
They're going to go for it.
Hampton in. Now he is the punter, but let's see what they do here.
A little confusion. You got two on this side. You got to make sure you got them covered up.
Looks like he's going to back up, and they're going to try to pooch kick this here on fourth down. Gets the kick away. Fair catch called for and made at about the 13-yard line by Drury, and that's where Mountain Home will start this drive. Well, the three and out by that defense again. They've had several of those tonight. They've given up some big plays. Let's see if the offense can turn this thing around again.
If you're Aerie, you're taking a nice little sigh of relief there, you know, to go for it on fourth down and for your defense coming big like that and save you when you need it most. Good job there by the D.
8:37 left third quarter. Bombers down 28-14. And a little swing pass to the right side. And the tackle at about the 15-yard line. That was Jet Hannaford on the reception. Pickup of about two. Actually, going to mark him at the 16, so a gain of three.
Gain of 2 yards, second and eight.
Yeah, he had made further progress there, and they gang tackled him, and so he got that extra yard.
So second down and about seven here for Mountain Home. Trips to the left side. Barnett will give it to Chenoweth on that read option, and the Raiders do a good job of stretching that one out, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. No gain.
Getting up a little slow there. You kind of got to feel like Ackland's setting him up for something here.
Chenoweth is going to come out. Chris Hubbard will come in at that running back position. Bombers looking to the sideline to get the play signaled in. 13 seconds left on the play clock still. They'll get to the line of scrimmage. They're ready to snap it now with five. And the snap back to Barnett. He's under pressure. The pass is short, incomplete. It's fourth and long. The Bombers will be forced to punt.
That brings up fourth down.
That play just never really felt right. They had trouble getting the signaled in and then getting lined up. And
yeah, I just couldn't get set. I mean, it threw it in the dirt there. You almost wonder if it would have been better just take a timeout and regroup.
So fourth and seven. Thompson stands at the 50-yard line awaiting the punt. Good high punt by Barnett. Thompson.
Oh, he
fumbles the football. He muffed the punt, but he gets back on it. Oh, boy, tough break for Mountain Home. Boy, Thompson. Well, he didn't look comfortable at all trying to field that punt. Hit his hands, went to the ground, and he was able to recover it at the 48-yard line.
Two Bombers just slid right by the football there. Missed the opportunity, but, man, yeah, you're right. It was awkward. He tried to almost catch it sideways.
Yes. 7:05 left in the third quarter. It's a 28-14 Nettleton lead, and the Raiders with the football back now.
Back on the shoulders of your defense here.
The handoff is to Pope, and Pope is going to take it across midfield to the 48, a four-yard pickup on first down. Second and six coming up here for the Raiders with 6:49 left third quarter action. Limping to the sideline is Quadarius Thompson.
I think he's cramping too, Brad. You start to wonder if dehydration's getting to him a little bit.
Smith in a quarterback. He keeps it. Oh, Dover just missed getting into the backfield. He completes a pass to the right side at the 30, the 20, and caught from behind at the 10-yard line. The catch to the tight end, Caleb Tedder. A big play down to the 8-yard line. a 40-yard pass play.
That was one step away from Dover from making a huge play there. He got his arms on him, just couldn't quite wrap him up. And off they went.
Boy, just about had him in the backfield. A 40-yard gain. That's the first down for either team in the second half. First and goal at the 8 now for the Raiders. High snap and in the backfield, a loss of 4 on the play back to the 12-yard line, and that's Dover again making the hit.
Dover says, I ain't going to miss twice.
It's a loss of 4 that time, so second and goal from the 12.
Mountain Home really stacking the box there, bringing some extra pressure. Let's see what they do here.
Hampton back in a quarterback with 5:39 left in this third quarter. Bombers down 14. Second and goal from the 12. Hampton looking to the end zone, right side, and it is caught. Touchdown. Boy, that's a nice catch in the corner of the end zone. Was that Smith? Curtis Smith makes the catch in the corner of the end zone. Well, I tell you, Hampton threw the ball where Smith was about the only one that could catch it. And he gets that 1 foot down in the end zone. That was a nice play.
He did. They drew that up well. He just, you know, he perfectly placed ball. You can tell they ran that one a time or two.
Yes. It's now a 3-touchdown lead for the Raiders. Waiting for the extra point. It's up and it's good. 5:26 left in the third. It's 35-14, Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday Coffee Talk at 8 a.m. on Friday, September 2nd. Come to our location next to Hickory Park for coffee, pastries, and a great visit with community leaders, friends, and neighbors. Our first special guest is Mountain Home Bomber head football coach Steve Erie, who will talk about the big game against Harrison and the season ahead. See you Friday morning, September 2nd for Farmers and Merchants Bank First Friday Coffee Talk. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Here's to the fearless fight, the comeback, the battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path, a chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
5:26 left in this third quarter. Here's the kickoff, and that's going to be Fox on the far sideline at about the 14-yard line. He's out across the 30. Fox at the 40. Fox at the 45. Another nice return and to the 48-yard line. We have seen Fox and Drury both with some good kickoff returns tonight, Tobias.
Man, Fox with some fast feet there, making that defender look silly. He just juked him right out of his jock strap.
So the Bombers will start this drive at their own 47-yard line.
That really helps you. You know, that gives you a great, great start.
Yes. 5:18 to go, third quarter. Bombers down 3 touchdowns. Barnett on the play action. Looking long across the middle. Incomplete. Almost intercepted. Drury couldn't haul it in. And it was almost intercepted on the back end by Derek Island. And now one of the Raiders is hurt. Looks like Jamie Morris, I believe. They're going to tend to him. While they do, we'll take a quick break. 35-14 Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Visit American Safeguard Insurance of Mountain Home on the corner of Highway 62 and Cardinal. Insurance made simple.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is now Baxter Health. When it comes to health and healing, there's no place like home. At Baxter Health, providing compassionate care beyond measure is their mission, because when it feels like home, it heals like home. The Baxter Health team has proudly supported Bomber Athletics since 1963 and are privileged to continue that tradition for the 2022-23 season. Go Bombers from Baxter Health.
Goodbye, banking with limits. Hello, banking as it should be. The mobile apps from Arvest Bank give you the power to bank how you want, when you want. Pay bills, send and receive money, deposit checks, and lock your Arvest debit and credit cards. Need a mortgage? Get pre-qualified and track your loan's progress. You can even text your own personal banker and not have to wait on hold. With mobile apps from Arvest, say goodbye to limits and hello to possibilities. Arvest Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, they helped Jamie Morris, the strong safety, to the sideline for Nettleton. Bombers looking at a 2nd and 10 here after the incompletion. Down by 21. Barnett on that handoff, a draw play to Chenoweth, and he takes it across midfield to the 49. Pickup of about 4 on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd and a long 6 here for Mountain Home with just under 5 minutes left in the 3rd.
Just focus on getting the first down here.
Hubbard still in the game in the backfield. Rolling to the right is Barnett. Fires it towards the near sideline at the 40. It's going to be caught, and it's going to be a 1st down. Tyler Palmer with the catch.
There's a late hit.
Brady Barnett's pass is completed. Number 18, Tyler Palmer. There is a penalty on the field.
Is that Pegram that's down?
Yeah.
Pegram's down. I didn't see the late hit. The flag's back at the 35. Now, the play goes to the 40.
Right here. I mean, it was right at the end of the play.
So the play's a 1st down. Let's see. They're tending to Pegram, who's down right now, the outstanding defensive end.
There's no way it's a flag!
We're still waiting to see what the indication is. They're marking it off against Mountain Home. It's a 15-yarder. It's a personal foul, is all they say, against Mountain Home. So, that's going to take away that. Pegram's still down. Let's go take away that 1st down. Yeah. So they're still working on Pegram.
Yeah, it looks like they're calling it on Sam Morton there. I mean, he's blocking right up into the whistle. I didn't see it, Brad.
So if it was a.
But a huge blow there to Nettleton.
It's got, yeah, they're going to mark the ball at the 39 for the 1st down and then mark off the 15. So it brings the ball back to the 46 of Mountain Home. They get Pegram. They're helping him, Pegram, to the sideline. He's walking gingerly. For Mountain Home, it is the 5th penalty for 47 yards tonight. But it is a 1st down at their own 46-yard line. They started this drive at their own 47. They got down to the 39. Now it's 1st down at the 46. Barnett to pass. Near sideline and a little high off the hands that time. And now we've got somebody else down.
Well, another, now they're late hitting.
This is getting a little chippy on both sides now.
It is. It looked like Ian Landrum there got caught up with one of our players. They didn't throw a flag there, though.
So 2nd and 10 here for the Mountain Home offense. Again, that pass was a little high, but the receiver had his hands on it. We've seen a lot of drop passes tonight. Here's a handoff to Hubbard going left side. Boy, not much there. Well played by the right side of the defensive line for Nettleton. No gain on the play. Maybe a half yard at most.
And they're just stonewalled. I mean, you got a huge opportunity here with the big number 90 being out. Jordan being out of the game. I mean, got to capitalize.
Third and about nine for Mountain Home. Barnett pumps once. Now fires right side. Intercepted. Picked off. Underthrew the receiver that time, and making the pick is Miles Williams. Second interception of the night. So Nettleton will get the football at their own 38-yard line. I believe that's Milburn that comes up hobbling. He was the intended receiver that time. So Nettleton gets the football back with 3:56 left in this third quarter. They'll take over at their own 38-yard line. Hampton with the handoff. Near side. Into the secondary is Pope. They're not going to catch him, I don't think. It's a foot race at the 10, the 5, and knocked out of bounds at the 1-yard line.
What a great effort there. Not giving up.
I didn't see who that was that knocked him out.
Ball spotted at the 1.
Boy, it looked like Pope was going to take it to the house.
Yeah, it looked like Brady Barnett there coming up, pushing him out of bounds right at the last second.
He wasn't going to give up, was he?
No.
So no, Pope.
That was Maddox, yep. Carney, and Dylan Drury.
61 yards down to the 1-yard line. Handoff is to Pope again on the right side. He's in. Touchdown. Pope, a 1-yard touchdown. And now Nettleton has extended their lead. With 3:39 left in this third quarter. This one has turned in a hurry.
Joseph Newhong on to attempt the extra point.
Yes, it has. I think we're definitely going to see the offensive strategy make a drastic shift now as they start to take shots to loosen that deficit.
Raiders with man coming in late for the extra point. They'll get the snap with 2 seconds left. Good job by the holder to get it down. It wasn't the best snap.
And
the extra point's good. 42-14 Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We don't expect you to call a banker to fix your leaky faucet, just like no one expects you to be an expert in the home buying or selling process. That's why you have a realtor. When you hire a professional realtor like me, Kim Conan with Southern Breeze Real Estate, I work for you to ensure you are appropriately priced, correctly marketed, and get your home sold in a timely manner, allowing you to focus your energy on what you're best at. Kim Conan, Southern Breeze Real Estate, 425-8868.
In the communities we serve, we know your energy is best spent on the things you enjoy. That's why we're helping you save your energy with natural gas. With twice the efficiency of electrical appliances, save your energy for taco night. Or singing in the shower with faster water heater recovery, even for cozier comfort with gas dryers and fireplaces. All while doing a little more to save the planet. So save your energy and money with natural gas. And if you already are, keep saving with Summit Utilities. Learn more at summitutilities.com/benefits.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium. Here's the kickoff by Nettleton. This is a shorter kick. It's going to bounce at the 20. Picked up at about the 15 by Fox. At full speed, Fox out across the 40. Another great return out to the 44-yard line. And the Bombers will start there with this. Definitely been one of the highlights tonight is this kickoff return by Fox and Drury both.
Absolutely. I mean, and Brad, I'll tell you, if that continues this season, that's going to win us ball games.
Yes.
Giving us great starting position there. And Fox just does a good job of finding a hole. And he's so quick. I mean, just really helping us there.
Chenoweth back in the backfield now for the Bombers at the running back position. 42-14. It is Nettleton with the lead. And the little swing pass is tipped, caught by Chenoweth. He is going to pick up. Well, he's still on his feet. Finally knocked out of bounds near the line to gain. He's going to be awfully close to a first down.
He did. He tiptoed that sideline just right down there. Great job. Knowing where you're at and knowing where your feet need to stay.
They haven't given us indication. He's going to be a little short. So it's going to be second down. And
just short of the first down marker.
About a half yard. We got official time. One of the Raiders is shaking up on the sideline.
Official time.
So he's just close enough to the playing field that they got to
get. He's on the sideline. Back him up and let's play football.
They are. They're trying. They picked him up and moved him about 3 yards, and that's
just roll him. Let's go. I mean, he was on the sideline whenever he, you know, fell down or whatever. So I never known him to stop the game for sideline.
So about a 9 yard pickup. Barnett looking to pass. He's going to tuck it and run. He's got the first down. 45 out of bounds. At about the 43. And a first down for Mountain Home.
Takes it across to 45.
Doing a good job just getting what he can and getting out of bounds there.
That's good enough for another Mountain Home Bomber.
Bombers will move the chains.
Let's go, Bombers!
3:07 left in this third quarter. Third quarter had been moving along pretty good and kind of slowed down a little bit. Boy, that second quarter, Matt said it was. From the start of the second quarter till halftime, it was 43 minutes, if I remember right. Here's Barnett's going to keep it himself. Takes it inside the 35, down to about the 33. He's very close to another first down. I believe he's got enough for the first down. And he does. I'll mark him at the 30, near the 32.
Yeah, it's already 9:05. I mean, it's usually when we're wrapping up. We ain't even to the fourth quarter yet.
Fresh set of downs for the Bombers with 2:43 left in the third. Barnett rolling to the left, rolling. Pressure's on, and it's incomplete. Throws it over the head of the receiver who's actually open on the sideline, but he was feeling the pressure.
Yeah, left his backside there just completely vulnerable. Got hit right there as he threw it. I think he was shaking up just a little bit.
You can see him kind of bending over, kind of flexing a little bit. Back is feeling that one. Second to 10 now here for the Bombers. And that read option is going to be given to Chenoweth up the right sideline. Well, he hits the hole fast, doesn't he?
He does. Full speed whenever he gets the line scrimmage.
He's going to have a first down inside the 20, down to the 19 with about a 13-yard pickup. 2:23 left in this third quarter. Mountain Home in the red zone again. They've had a couple of trips into the red zone without points tonight. Boy, that's tough. You got to be able to convert. Barnett will give it to Chenoweth again. He's going to bounce it to the outside. Cuts it back into the middle. Jukes another man at the 10. He's going to find his way into the end zone. An incredible run from 19 yards out. And the sophomore Chenoweth with his third touchdown run of the night.
And left about two Raiders on the ground as he as he scores the end zone. They still got a guy down.
Well,
he might have just snapped his ankle.
You hear about that in basketball all the time, breaking somebody's ankles. Boy, he did them. He had several moves on that run. That was impressive.
Yeah, some of the best juking I've seen. I think they're just cramping, Brad.
We've seen several of the Raiders tonight. There's been several stoppages of play for cramping. They come out and stretch him, roll him over and stretch him, and that's Cortez Smith.
Yeah. That's two of their key players now out.
So Chenoweth with a 19-yard touchdown run, his third touchdown of the night. Bombers line up at the swinging gate. They see how Nettleton lines up, and now they'll go ahead and snap it for the extra point try. Kate Yates is the holder. The kick is up and it's good. 2:15 left in the third. 42-21 Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Mountain Home High School's Navy Junior ROTC advisor, Chief Williams, speaks about Navy Junior ROTC.
Navy Junior ROTC is a citizenship development program where we help teach high schoolers personal responsibility, self-discipline, how to be a good custodian to the community that they're part of, how to give back to the community. And we do it based on military training, but it's not a recruitment tool for the military.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our Bombers.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Kelso Hott getting ready to kick off for Mountain Home. Nettleton, nobody back deep. They've got 10 within about 10 yards of the football. Here's the high pooch-type kick, and the ball caught by Curtez Smith. He's back on the field. They'll start the drive. Nettleton will at about their 37-yard line.
Brad, I'm telling you right now, this one is far from over. If you look around and look at Nettleton's players, a lot of them seem really gassed. I know we're undersized, but I feel like our players are in better shape and better off physically. So, you know, this is far from over. There's still a lot of time left.
Got to get a stop here by the defense. Big plays have been a killer tonight by Nettleton. Hampton will hand it off. Here's Pope. Pope is going to be stacked up at about the 39-yard line after a 2-yard gain. 2:02 left here in this third quarter. Bombers down 21. Second and 8 upcoming for the Raiders. They'll take their time and signal the play in from the sideline.
Yeah, if you thought they weren't in a hurry before.
They're up 21.
Went to a whole new level.
They want to slow it down here. Second down and 8. High snap pulled down by Hampton. The handoff is to Pope. He is going to be thrown for a loss back at the 35-yard line. It's a loss of 4. Bring up third at about 12 or 12 and a half.
Defense coming up big here.
Let's see if we can get another stop here on third down. Third and a long 12 here for the Raiders. 56 seconds left in the third quarter. Play clock is down to 5. They'll snap it with 1. High snap, and the ball given to Pope. Another loss of the play. The Bomber defense comes up with another big stop. It's a loss of 2 back to the 33.
The penetration there by the defensive line, I mean, my goodness, they got 2-3 guys there in the backfield. Whoa, that defense is fired up.
Well, the play clock and the game clock are synced up. I mean, they're turning at just about the same time. So they will have to snap it looks like here. At least with 1 second left. If they don't, they'll get a delay, and they will snap it, and the kick is away. High punt, and the fair catch called for and made at the 30-yard line. Third quarter comes to an end. Bombers with the football down 42-21. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Driving happy with Fabrice Car.
You're driving home when, oh no, you hit the longest red light in town. What's this? You're smiling because your car smells amazing. You just installed a Febreze car vent clip. Ha ha! 5 weeks ago, with up to 40 days of consistent Febreze scent, those lights can stay red for as long as they'd like.
Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.